Sid Mom. Would you rather work on Thanksgiving or Black Friday?
Black Friday.
I work on both, so I don't care. Turkey or ham?
Turkey.
Yeah, 72% said turkey. Canned cranberry or homemade cranberry sauce?
Is there a third choice, which would be neither?
Nope. Yeah, I don't need either. 71% said homemade. Would you rather cook the Thanksgiving meal or clean up afterwards?
I'd rather clean up afterwards. Give me a chance to work off those empty calories.
Once again, there's not a neither. 77% said they'd rather cook it.
Fair enough. I'll play along, Don.
Do you dress up for Thanksgiving or wear comfy clothing?
Comfy clothing.
Most said that. Stuffing or mashed potatoes?
Stuffing.
59% said mashed potatoes. I like stuffing. Would you rather host a Thanksgiving dinner or attend one?
Attend one.
72% said they'd prefer not to host. Apple or pumpkin pie?
Apple.
56% said apple. I'm still coconut cream.
Oh, I forgot to tell my wife. Cream, yeah.
I always go into the store. I meant to tell a coconut cream pie, get one. Napping after Thanksgiving dinner or staying active?
Napping, because it's almost an inevitability.
Yeah, 70% say they'd rather nap. But if you're over somebody's house, kind of rude. Say, oh, thanks for that dinner. I think I'm going to stretch out on your bed. You got clean sheets on your bed?
Right, but you overindulge in the food, and it's inevitable that it's going to happen. You're going to fall asleep on the couch.
Here's a fun fact. Major League Baseball umpires wear black underwear. Why?
I have no idea. That came out of left field, no pun intended.
Because in case they bend over and split their pants, you won't see it. Because they bend over a lot.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're always bending over. All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanksgiving. Dan Marcus coming up next with his turkey talk. And whatever he's got.
The
Wax Museum coming up next here at WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning. It's 9:01. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is underway in New York City. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
It's something we look forward to every year, and it's great we know we're going to come together.
The more than two-mile-long route features dozens of marching bands and live performers, 22 floats, and more than 30 balloons, 17 of beloved animated characters.
I'm looking forward to seeing this Spider-Man.
The Marvel superhero is one of several new balloons this year, along with Disney icon Minnie Mouse. And it all leads up to the main attraction, St. Nick himself.
Some holiday cheer at the gas pump.
If you're among the millions traveling this Thanksgiving, especially in a vehicle, Gas Buddies' Patrick DeHaan says...
Gas Buddies tracking now 30 states with average gas prices below the $3 a gallon mark. That number could rise to 40 by the time Christmas rolls around.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $3.07, 19 cents cheaper than last Thanksgiving. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Thanksgiving holiday weekend is about more than just eating and shopping. It also ushers in the charitable giving season. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some advice.
Whether or not Uncle Sam rewards you for your giving, there are a few best practices to keep in mind. As a rule, do not donate over the phone or give anyone your credit card or other personal information until you confirm it's legit. You can go to the IRS tax-exempt organization search tool to verify an organization. Next, you can research how much of your donation goes to supporting a nonprofit's programs versus overhead by using one or more of the major charity watchdogs like the Wise Giving Alliance, Charity Navigator, and Charity Watch.
Several of President-elect Donald Trump's administration picks have been targeted by swatting incidents and bomb threats. The response?
The Trump transition team says with President Trump as our example, dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us.
CBS's Weijia Zhang. Among those targeted are Trump's picks for attorney general and chief of staff. Three American citizens imprisoned in China are back on American soil. One is Mark Swedon, who is on death row.
Swedon suffered brutal abuse and neglect, according to John Kam, a human rights group leader who advocated for Swedon's release.
He is really a shadow of his former self. He has suffered a great deal.
Also released by China, American John Lung, accused of espionage and held since 2021, and Kai Lee, accused of espionage.
CBS's Scott McFarland. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Hits, Paul Harvey, Dan Marcus's Wax Museum, and Thanksgiving. What more could you want from a radio station?
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Rolling on a river. Clean up.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Too proud, I won't give in, but when I think of
Doobies rolling on WRJN. That was a pun. Local news, timeless hits, and the Green Bay Packers. Let's not forget about the Packers tonight playing the Dolphins at home at Lambeau. And, of course, the game's going to be here on WRJN. Pre-game starts at 5 o'clock with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue. In
Happy Thanksgiving from me, Dan Marcus, and everybody at WRJN. Clark 5 doing Because, first song that I ever slow danced to. Where are you now, Nancy Heller?
We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
WRJN. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arm. There you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You bright enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
It's like jelly, it's like honey. We're talking food on Thanksgiving Day. Good morning, this is Dan Marcus's Wax Museum with a song recorded in Spain by guys who couldn't speak English. They learned the lyrics phonetically. Here is Los Bravos, WRJN.
strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Along, didn't you? You're driving in your car and you sang along. Nothing wrong with that. Local news, timeless hits, sing-along songs, WRJN.
I'm driving in my car, and I'm When I hold you, golden spot. I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
Let It Be, this song, in my opinion, part of the reason the Beatles broke up, because it was one of those sweet Paul songs. And John, at that point, had gone way past that.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
Or there will be
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
And Papas. I was watching their biography when they talked about getting work at a bar in the Bahamas called Duffy's. That ended up being the name of my cat.
for that reason alone.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" Saul, Danny, and Sebastian sat at the night out. And after every number, they passed the hat. McQueen and McGuire still are getting high. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most John and Saul, and that was the most fun. McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher. That's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps. Don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Guess it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. With roast turkey and all the trimmings, U.S. troops stationed in South Korea celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday at their military base. 27-year-old Sergeant Zachary Willis was among them.
I definitely miss my grandma's, but this is still pretty good turkey, so I'll take it.
In addition to the turkey, the menu included prime rib, chicken, and mac and cheese. How much will Thanksgiving dinner cost here at home? CBS Money Watch correspondent Chenille Call has the answer.
Americans hosting Thanksgiving gatherings today are expected to spend an average of $265 on food and drinks alone. This according to a survey from LendingTree.
If you're traveling this Thanksgiving, heads up from this woman in Buffalo, New York.
There's a big snowstorm coming to Buffalo, so we're going to end up going back on Friday and cutting our trip 2 or 3 days short, but we think it's better that than drive in the middle of the storm on Sunday.
Much of New England will have some dicey weather today.
The I-95 corridor, especially from the D.C. area on north, is going to be hampered by very wet weather as we get on into Thursday afternoon.
Meteorologist Craig Allen. And if you're flying...